My name is Yılmaz Çakir. Our living lab name is Başakşehir Innovation and Technology Center and Living Lab, located in Istanbul. It's a regional living lab. We have set up this living lab 2012, and we have got certificate from European Network of Living Lab, located in Brussels. We are very active in different fields. One field is for regional SMEs and big companies, and then some of them are very, very innovative companies. Then we serve them to how to design export products, because we have one design factory in our living lab. Second activity we have is the education center. We teach students or anybody from 8 years old up to 70 years old. Our living lab is open 24 hours, and it's free for everybody, especially for the regional citizens. Then we educate people to making code and to design and to develop themselves. And they love to come and to work there. We have one health center. Then, you know, people doesn't like to go to the hospital when they want to check up. Then this health center, we have created the software here. The citizenship, they come there. We just get small blood from them. And in 3 minutes' time, we give them 32 different data about her or his health. Then we send them their mobile phone or their laptop, iPad. Then they follow their health. But if there is any danger for his or her health, we recommend her or him go to the doctor immediately, go to the hospital, because your blood pressure is over normal. Then it is free of charge. And in 1 year time, around 30,000 people comes. Living labs should be managed or should be financed by the cities or municipalities in cooperation with the smart cities. Then they will be very, very successful. Because smart cities, they are investing a lot to be smart, but they don't have sustainability. Then living labs can help them to be sustainable, because living labs are daily organizations. They have secretary and professionals. Then smart cities, they usually municipalities and cities, they support them, but they invested, but sometimes they forget what they invested so much, and it's a waste of money. When if they cooperate with living labs, they will be very successful, because living labs, they are not political bodies. Living labs all over the world, they are independent, and they are not political bodies. They cooperate easily with the regional citizenships, with the universities, with the SMEs, with the merchants, with the children's, with the families, with the high schools, primary schools. It covers whole nations. Then people can easily reach living labs without any permission, without any formalities. Then, of course, every citizenship, they to have first quality services from the cities, from the municipalities. Most of the cities in the world, they work a lot to set up smart city organizations and also companies. But without living labs concept, they will not be very successful. Then maybe even smart cities should run under the umbrella of Living Labs. Then it will be good for whole world.